The original Team Alula was three athletes who also happened to be paraplegic. About 4 days into the race, one team member had to drop out, and that almost led to them scratching. But then other Race to Alaska sailors who'd already finished the long trip up the coast rang the bell, accepted congratulations, celebrated, etc., offered to get back out on the water and join Team Alula to help them finish the course. Pretty awesome, right? But that broke the rules. You can't add team members after the race has started, so Alula was officially disqualified. That didn't stop any race fans in Ketchikan from watching their progress, sending good thoughts down the coast, and finally cheering with gusto as Team Alula rounded the breakwater at Thomas Basin and crossed the finish line.
All right, it's going to be close. Right, any time now.
That voice you heard is Ketchikan resident Hunter Davis, a big Race to Alaska fan. He has greeted every single boat to arrive in this year's race, even those that got here at 3 a.m. So we gave him a recorder and a quick tutorial on how to use it. He caught the moment when original Alula crew member Zach Tapak spotted his family members on the dock.
Team Alula has got some supporters that they did not know were going to be here.
After Team Alula tied up, fans demanded that they ring the traditional finish line bell.
Ring the bell! Come on, guys!
And then...
Ah, champagne bottle.
Among the group on the dock were members of Team Excellent Adventure, which arrived just ahead of Alula. Alula team captain Spike Kane spotted them in the crowd.
Get over here, you scabby dogs. We are hiding behind the crowd. Bring it in. We've been chasing you, man.
Good job. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Welcome to Ketchikan.
Yeah.
Nice work, fellas.
Yeah, we got in around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And we were... like rowing hard victims. To keep the lead. Like, you guys were a great motivation for us at the very end of that.
You heard correctly. He said rowed hard. While some of the teams, those that finished quickly, had great wind from Port Townsend to Ketchikan, many of the other teams experienced dead calm for long periods and had to rely on rowing or paddling to maintain their forward momentum or even to just not drift backwards.
And we rowed into the U.S. border from Canada. We didn't sail, we rowed.
That was Mark Eastham from Team Ain't Brain Surgery. He's one of the sailors who joined Alula later in the race. Alula's Zach Tapak says Eastham and Morgan Tidro from Team Mail Order Bride made all the difference in Alula's successful finish.
Again, the spirit of the race is we're all racing against each other, but we're all on the same team. So to help somebody else finish the race, I don't know if that opportunity has ever come up in the race for someone to jump in and change crews to qualification or not, but more than one person stepped up.
You know, just went up,
this is it, finish.
Finishing that kind of adventure is sweet indeed, especially with a little help from your friends. With help from Hunter Davis, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.